from ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses across the country. The NYPD confirming more than 100 arrests at Columbia University overnight. And classes at UCLA canceled for the day after violent clashes that prompted the LAPD to, quote, restore order and maintain public safety. ABC's Trevor Ault was on UCLA's campus with more.
We saw several hours of violent clashes. There were points where some pro-Israeli demonstrators surrounded some portions of the encampment. There were multiple instances where fireworks were tossed into the encampment. And we saw people on both sides using plywood boards, using batons to attack one another, to the point that UCLA officials referred to this as horrific violence.
Democrats in the Arizona legislature leading the charge to repeal the state's Civil War era ban on nearly all abortions, with two Republicans joining Democrats to pass the measure inside the state Senate. The bill will now be sent to Governor Katie Hobbs' desk. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Jacksonville, Florida today, the same day the state's new restrictive six-week abortion ban takes effect. Harris putting the blame for this law and other state bans squarely on the shoulders of the former president.
Donald Trump handpicked three members of the United States Supreme Court because he intended for them to overturn Roe. And as he intended, they did.
In New York City, prosecutors have asked for a September retrial for disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein just 1 week after his 2020 rape conviction was overturned by an appeals court. And tonight, WNBA star Brittany Griner speaks exclusively with ABC's Robin Roberts on her harrowing detention in Russia, recounting her thoughts as she was detained in the Moscow airport.
I can just see the headlines now. Like, I could just visualize everything I worked so hard for just crumbling.
You can catch Griner's full interview tonight on 2020. You're listening to ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis. For the latest on today's headlines, be sure to watch Prime tonight, starting at 7 Eastern on ABC News Live. Now with more news, here's Michelle Franzen.
Hardline GOP Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene pushing for a possible recall vote for House Speaker Mike Johnson to next week, but says she won't back down even if Democrats vote to save his speakership. Senate leaders also backing Johnson. Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he thinks Johnson has done a good job, given the circumstances. Donald Trump's hush money trial not in session today, and Trump was in Waukesha, Wisconsin for a rally criticizing the Biden administration over inflation.
We had the greatest, we had no inflation. Today, your inflation's so high, it doesn't matter. If you make money, it doesn't matter. It eats you alive.
The Federal Reserve Board keeping interest rates unchanged after its policy meeting, saying there's more work to do to tame inflation. Board Chair Jerome Powell.
Inflation has eased substantially over the past year, while the labor market has remained strong. And that's very good news. But inflation is still too high. Further progress in bringing it down is not assured, and the path forward is uncertain.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel meeting with Israel's prime minister today in Tel Aviv and called on Hamas to finalize a ceasefire and hostage release deal and to get more aid into Gaza. Blinken also visited a border crossing near Israel, Egypt, and Gaza. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.